Hey, everybody. We're Bob and Audrey, a husband and wife team.
And this is our podcast all about relationships.
We are marriage and relationship enthusiasts, believing there is a God-given design to thrive in both life and love.
And we think that Jesus is amazing and worth following with everything you have. On this podcast, we are putting together the truths and best practices we have learned over our 35 years of marriage, and more specifically, over the past 18 years, where we have spent our lives helping people love their relationships.
After getting through our own family crisis, we became passionate about rescuing and mentoring others. We have authored numerous books and developed on-demand courses that can be found on our website, lovemarriedlife.com.
And with all that said, let's dive into the episode for this week.
Welcome again to another episode of All About Relationships. It's episode number 64.
And we are so thankful for you, as usual. I think I always start the episode saying, I'm just so thankful. But you guys, I think about you. I pray for you. And the fact that you would invest really means a lot to me. And it just shows us that we're friends.
Yeah, I always put someone in my mind.
I do too. I'm thinking about you.
And for me, it's Julius.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Wow. From Kampala, Uganda,
yeah,
a pastor there, just a dear friend, and I've been a part of his life a little bit in the last week, just because of video conferences, you know, kind of thing. But I'm observing, watching, and they have Vision Week that's going on there with the Watoto Church,
yeah.
And so it was really, really good. So I just, you know, I had him in my mind, you know, this morning. And I was just remembering that they were speaking about vision. And I think that is quite applicable even for what we will be talking about in today's podcast. And my prayer, you know, just for everyone that's here, for you who's listening right here, right now, you know, just real vision for your own heart and life.
You know what? That's so cool, Bob. And I didn't know that that's who you were thinking about right now. And for me, I'm thinking about all my girlfriends. I'm all about the girls, but it's that one girl. Like, you know, if you know me, you know I'm talking to you. It's like, we are bonded, and Jesus made sure that we get to be in each other's life. So to be in your journey with you is really, truly amazing for me, because we get to do this together. We're not alone. And so that's who I'm thinking about. I'm thinking about you as we talk about how we really want to be amazing wives and moms. Yeah. And
I've got people running on a treadmill. I've got people walking. Yeah. I've got people driving in cars.
And congratulations to those who are on a treadmill. Like, what the heck?
You're all doing it.
We're sitting on our butts in an office right now, but you're doing that.
All right. So I want to make this statement. And this is something that has been kind of working, you know, through my heart just really quite recently. Personally, but then as well for you, my listener. And that is, I'm entering the best season in my life with all of my relationships.
Yeah.
I am entering the best season in my life with all my relationships.
What a wonderful.
I think we've come through a season. I'm just feeling that. Mm-hmm. But now there is a physical seasonal change that is taking place. So what's going to happen? Mm-hmm. And for me, I'm just saying, I'm entering the best season in my life with all of my relationships.
I absolutely love that. I love the power behind those words, Bob. You know, last week we talked about how our survival skills as a child can become a dysfunction in our adult life. And after doing that podcast, you start noticing, you know, we talked personally about what we had gone through, and I started noticing just different things that I was independent. But it was a few days after we recorded last week. I just want to be open with all of you guys. I started really seeing that in my own life for the first time. And we follow the voice of God in our hearts. And of all things, I started using an app I just wanted to be just more in touch with my kids and stuff. And it was a certain app called Marco Polo. Maybe you guys do it. But anyway, last Friday, I was on a walk with our dog in the desert. And I just felt my heart leading me to make a video and send it. Anyway, it's like a walkie-talkie. But anyway.
It's like a walkie-talkie.
Yes. Marco Polo is like
walkie-talkie,
and I'm walking on it. Okay. Yeah. So anyway.
Okay.
But anyway,
I
talked to one of you. Like, right. Thank you, Mr. Logical. It is nothing like a walkie-talkie, but it felt fun like a walkie-talkie. Does that make sense?
Okay. Just as long as you're having fun, babe.
I was having a lot of fun. Okay. But I reached out to somebody that I don't talk to very often, and I really got transparent and vulnerable as I was making her this video. She was one of my girlfriends. And I just was able to get out of my independence and say, hey, I need you. Like, I need friends. Sorry.
See, nah, I know. You told me about it.
It's emotional because I have to get to that part of me that needs others. And I'm always so strong and so independent. Well, my voice gets really high when I cry. But I really believe that God is leading these podcasts and for us and for you. And when I reached out, I was able to hear her words to me. She walkie-talkied me back. And her words of encouragement.
Yes.
They were like seeds that just grew into my, that were able to grow new, beautiful encouragement that I wouldn't have heard if I wouldn't have reached out, you know? So my independence robbed me from saying, hey, I need friends and I need help. You know, I need encouragement sometimes. You know, like I'm always encouraging, but
yes, you are. Right.
I got to receive, and that's a good thing. Boy, my voice is pathetic when I cry. Sorry, guys, but we need each other. That's what I'm trying to say. And the power of words, Bob, her words were like a sniper gun right to where I needed the most, like beautiful sniper gun. Like, it reached me and brought comfort and assurance. Yes, thank you. That's a much better way of saying it than a sniper. But, you know, I felt so comforted and assured and encouraged by the words that she spoke to me, because words do mean a lot to me.
What a statement. Words mean a lot to me. Today, I think we'll just kind of take a little bit of time and begin to talk about that. We, you know, are involved, you know, with people's lives, with, you know, rescuing marriages that are in real crisis, helping people journey through to new levels, you know, in the relationships.
Yeah.
And the one thing that you typically have to deal with are the words.
Yeah.
Things that have been spoken, things that have been said. And those words are like seeds, and they can be planted. And so anyway, we want to just take some time today and help people to understand the differences, or just to be able to understand really the power or the significance, you know, of the words that you speak. James chapter 3 and verse 2 speaks about the power of the tongue.
Right, the power of words.
Yeah, and with that, you know, the words that we speak, it says it's like a bit and rudder, you know, a bit in a horse's mouth or a rudder to a ship. But what that tells me is that our words bring direction to our life.
Yes, that's so good.
And so in a very positive way, and also it can be, you know, a negative. But
the direction words, can go either
but
way.
The words that we speak actually do bring direction.
Yes.
And so, again, it comes from, it says, you know, out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks.
Yes.
And so that's where we kind of go back, you know, take these steps backwards and say, okay, what is going on? You know, what's the belief of my heart? What words, you know, have been planted there that have been allowed to grow, producing thought, you know, producing words? And it's just like, wait a minute, I want to intentionally begin to chart and set the direction and course for my life.
Wow, that's
and so
good.
A place where you can begin is with your words.
Yeah,
we'll deal with the beliefs of the heart. We'll deal with possibly
absolutely
the wound. But what I can be aware of or begin to notice are the words.
Yes.
And so, Audrey, you with, you know, your girlfriend, you know, this week.
Yeah.
It was her words that reached your heart.
It was. And when you use, I just love that you brought up that direction and the rudder and the bit in the mouth, because, and the word seeds, like there's just whatever works for you guys, just take which one is working for you. But I love the idea of how little every one of those things is. A seed is little. A rudder is little.
Yeah, a rudder
is,
on a ship.
It's little.
To turn that.
It's little. So we have to see, that's why we can flippantly use words thinking they're just little, but we don't understand, even though they're little, they're huge, because seeds For instance, I like seeds probably the best because they have the power to grow such big things. Like one little seed can grow an oak tree, so to speak. You know, every word I'm saying to you, Bob, every word I'm saying to my kids and to my friends, every word that I'm even saying to myself, mm-hmm. those are planting seeds that are going to grow outcomes in your life. So I think a really good question, you guys, that they're listening, if you want to see any more of something in your life, if you want more something in your life, talk about that in a way that's based on what God is saying about that.
Yeah. Well, flip it around and yeah. it's like, you know, what is my life attracting?
Oh yeah. Yeah. I guess you know,
what's,
it backwards.
What's naturally
that's super convicting.
You know, what's happening here.
Yeah.
And then begin to say, oh,
what am I talking about?
Yeah. Where has my thought life been taking me and mm-hmm. that I've allowed to express through the words of my mouth? Mm-hmm. And so, Proverbs, 18, mm. Proverbs 18:21 says this, your words, this is Passion Translation. Your words are so powerful that they will kill or give life.
Yeah.
And the, yes, it's true. The words are so powerful that they will kill or give life, and the talkative person will reap the consequences. Now, when I first read that, I was just like,
are you trying to like? I'm yeah. a very talkative person.
But here's the thing. It says the talkative person will reap the consequences.
Right.
Now, consequences.
I always think negative.
You go to the dark side.
I was thinking, maybe I talk too much and now I'm going to reap the consequences. Yeah.
And it's just like, no, I get to reap the consequences of life.
Right. Maybe I talk a lot about good
things. I want to speak words of life.
Yes.
I want to speak life. You see, I am, and this is where I can decree because I want to come into an agreement with what God is saying.
Right.
You see, I want heaven on earth.
I do too.
And so when I confess in a great, you know, simple understanding of the word confess, in the you know, scripture says confess your sins to God. Confess your sins. And it's not like, oh, I'm such a bad person.
No.
I want to say the same thing that God says about my
sin. I confess how forgiven
and
I am.
And it's just like, no, this isn't good for me. Why? Because I'm in agreement with what God says about me.
Yes.
And so when I confess, I want my language, I want my words to be in agreement with what my Heavenly Father says about me to be true,
mm-hmm.
about my relationships, about my marriage, about my children, about my past, and my present, and even my future. Mm-hmm. So I want my words to come into an agreement with Him.
Yeah, and I love that you said that, Bob, because our words have so much power in both directions, either to destroy and damage and break the ones around us down, or to mend and heal and mm-hmm. comfort, bring joy, bring assurance. So if I'm talking a lot of those seeds, that just means I'm reaping the benefits. I like the word benefit better than consequences, but because consequences sounds so mean to me, but the actual definition is you'll reap whatever you're planting, like which is right. the outcomes, right?
There's a sowing and reaping principle here.
Yeah, and we said the word decrees, and that's not a word that we use a lot in our everyday language.
Well, and before we jump there, I want to make one more statement.
Sure.
And it's simply this: the quality of our lives is largely determined by the quality of our relationships.
Mm-hmm.
And so this is why we're targeting this.
Yes.
Because again, we're entering this new season of my life within my relationships,
mm-hmm.
and the quality of my life is largely determined by the quality of my relationships.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you gave that beautiful example of your willingness of being vulnerable with a friend.
Right.
You see, and then for her being able to speak words of life to you, you see, upgraded the quality of your life.
Yes, and the quality of my relationship with her, because I let her in.
Yes. But you see, this is now where we are speaking life.
Yes.
You see, this is where heaven on earth begins to come.
Yes.
You see, this brings longevity to mm-hmm. our relationships. This brings a depth, a security, a hope, and a future. Mm-hmm. You see, relationships should be celebrated, not survived.
Right.
And so
they should be the power, like the strength of our life. They should be the things that give
my
us
marriage
strength
brings
to
strength
move on.
To me.
Right.
When my son wakes up in the morning and comes down the stairs, there comes strength for me.
Yes.
You see, there comes the joy for me. There
Robert,
comes my helper.
Robert came down the stairs today super early and goes, not even hardly good morning. I mean, he said that, but he said, Mom, look. And he showed me his phone. That's the picture of a baby toucan. And look at the size of its beak. And he was celebrating creation today. He was celebrating new life by seeing a baby. And it was like, let's just talk about that for a while. Let's put words into the beauty of a baby toucan bird, you know?
Okay.
That's just bringing
where,
you.
Where that came from.
Well, you know what? It's just bringing you guys into our daily life.
That's life.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. Also recognize that with your words, you're creating the culture in which you live.
Yeah.
Remember that with the significance and the power of your words, you're creating the culture within which, anyhow, where you live, okay?
Yes.
Where you live, you're creating that culture with your words.
Yes, exactly. And you know what? It does take intention. Maybe we've said this before, but we've named our home in Phoenix. We've named our home a house of mercy because we have decided with intention that this is a home where merciful words come out of our mouth, with words of mercy that, you know what, maybe you don't even deserve mercy because mercy sometimes isn't deserved, but because I'm so full of mercy, I can give mercy to Bob and to the kids that come in our home, to the couples that come in and get help for their marriages. And speaking of that, I just have to say, just to remind you guys, out of this house of mercy, on September 26th, we're going to be having an incredible virtual live event. We've never done anything like this before. It's out of our own home. We've created a home studio where we're going to have all of you in front of us on screens. It's going to be live, not recorded, so you don't want to miss it. It's just those 7 hours where we're going to be together and really promoting how to have these kind of relationships where we're speaking words, words of life to each other.
Mm-hmm. And we want all of you to be
this is your humongous, great big invitation to please join us.
Being our listeners, you know, through the podcast, we've created a
promo code.
Thank you, babe.
You're welcome,
babe. And what is it?
Podcast 30.
Okay, thank you.
I've got my low voice back. I'm not crying anymore.
Okay, so
Podcast 30 is a $30 discount.
So go to lovemarriedlife.com. The details are there. It's not too late to register.
Tell please all your friends
now.
Sending you a huge present
and we have
in the mail.
A gift box that we'd love to send that to you.
But we have to do that this week.
It's going to be a fun day together. Okay. All right.
Back to the words.
Please, let's get back to this.
Okay, so I want to talk about the difference. This is just a technical thing about words, but we are talking about words today, so I'm actually going to get into some definitions because people have different definitions of words.
Right.
And we often use the word declarations. Like, I'm going to make some declarations. And the word declaration literally means to declare. Like, I do declare. Have you ever heard that? Like, it makes me want to speak in an English accent. I do declare. But the Hebrew meaning of declare is just to make known. It's like, I am bringing forth the details and the information of what is going on and what is the information that I have within me.
Very simply, when you travel from one country to another, you go through customs.
You guys all love my English,
British accent. A declaration.
Right.
You make a declaration of that which is in your possession.
Yes.
What are you bringing with you?
Yes.
And that is the basic understanding of what a declaration is.
Right.
This is what is in my
possession,
and I'm bringing it with me.
It's like we make declarations about our life and about our day. This is what I have. Like, one of my declarations is, this is the day that the Lord has made. That's like a perfect declaration. So I am rejoicing and being glad. It's like we're making an announcement of the things that I have. I have a day to live, and it's going to be a good one. We are carrying these out.
Yes. So these are the declarations. It's in my possession.
Yes.
It's what I have.
Yes.
It's what I'm bringing with me. Okay, it's okay.
Yep.
Got it. Next.
Now, I want to just do a similar word, but one that we're going to talk about when it comes to words, and that is the word decree. Because decrees are next level. Like decrees are, you know, I think that they would say, like Matthew 6:10 says, you know, when God's praying, Jesus is praying the Lord's Prayer, and he says, thy kingdom come and thy will be done. Mm-hmm. What you want, God, on earth, may it be done just as it is in heaven.
Jesus always said, and you've heard this statement, he only said or did what he saw the Father saying or doing.
Yes.
You see, that's a decree.
Right.
And so he was operating, bringing heaven on earth. So this is the role that we have as God's children, is that I want to bring the resources of heaven.
Yes.
Here on earth.
Right. I'm in agreement with heaven.
I am in agreement with heaven.
And I believe that those decrees that we say are kind of like vehicles that connect us. They're like connectors to like having that. You may have heard of the term open heaven, but into that spiritual realm. Now, they might not be your everyday experience right this minute, but you are making them. That's the vehicle. You're making them tangible realities by saying them. And so not just saying them. I have to finish this, Bob.
Yes.
Imagining what they feel like and what they look like.
And what they look like.
Yes.
So here's now what I'm doing is I'm activating my faith.
Yes.
Faith is now beginning to be able to see the end from the beginning.
This is decrees.
And this is me partnering with God.
Yes, and bringing heaven on earth.
Because God has chosen to use me, you know, as his child to bring his purposes, you see, to here on earth.
Yes.
So what I want to do is I want to begin to speak things that are higher than my experience.
Oh my gosh.
Okay.
Right.
That is not wishful thinking. That isn't just, you know,
positive
affirmations or words, but rather it's the realities of heaven.
Yes.
Which I am a son of.
Right.
And I want the realities of heaven because my Father wants to bring his goodness to this earth through me. And so I want to begin to speak things higher than my experience.
Bob,
therefore,
that is so good.
I must begin to hear things that are higher than the way that I think.
Oh my gosh.
That is me, you know, choosing to put off the old and put on the new.
Mm-hmm.
His ways are what? Higher than my ways. His thoughts are higher than my thoughts.
And have we always think of heaven as higher? And Bob, I think the benefit of decrees is that they bring like a strength. It's like they establish a rock that I'm going to stand on for this day. They are like bold statements of who God says I am. They're bold statements of what God says my future looks like.
Yes.
They're bold statements of who my kids are and my generations. They are bold statements of the power of his presence that is real. It's not just an idea.
And so with these bold statements, now you can begin to see of how they are that bit and rudder.
Yes.
Of how they will begin to direct the course of your life.
Yeah. It's kind of like, do you believe the word of God more than your circumstances? That's what a decree does.
Mm-hmm.
Or do you believe God's promises more than your feelings? That to me is a decree.
Therefore, I can with confidence be able to say that I'm entering the best season in my life with all of my relationships. Because with my words,
I love your decree, Bob.
I'm decreeing this new season.
Yes.
You see, I will turn the page. You know, I'm going to turn the corner. And with absolute confidence and hope, I'm going to this will begin to draw me into God's preferred future for my life. Proverbs 13:12 says, hope deferred makes the heart sick. But when dreams are realized, you experience both life and joy.
I like life and joy.
I love life and joy.
Yes, this love for
and
life
so
and joy.
This is where the hope, you know, comes in.
Yeah.
Because it's anchored in the finished work of Jesus. And so it's his realities becoming mine. Mm-hmm. And with absolute confidence and hope, I begin to decree and confess and say what my Father says.
I remember before a long time ago in this podcast, I said, what do you want more of? Talk about that.
Yeah.
And the fact that it's linked to God, it's not just positive. It's based on our hope. It's not just our hope and expectation, but it's God's word. Because if we just, you know, use decrees based on what we hope for rather than God's word, it can create confusion. But being specific with the word of God
and then
releases that power.
This is where then it becomes, again, a heart belief.
Yes.
You see, I'm just not, you know, tailoring my words, but rather out of my heart, this isn't just what I do, but rather this is who I am.
Right.
And then when it becomes a heart belief, then it becomes sustainable.
Yes.
Because no longer is it anything that I'm having to force or trying to create or manipulate.
Right.
But rather it is natural. This isn't just what I do, but this is who I am.
And, you know, and then something that I have often, all my life just thought, man, God, I want to do your will. You know, God's will, may God's will be done. Like, may God's will on earth as it is in heaven. And this has tripped me up in the past because then I got freaked out. Am I in God's will? Am I in God's will? Well, all of a sudden I'm creating confusion in my thought life because I'm doubting. I'm double-minded in that way. I'm trying. Mm-hmm. I'm starting. Unbelief is coming. So instead of being confused about God's will, why not decree what God says? Because you. But the thing is, you go, okay, well, I opened my Bible, Audrey, and I couldn't find a verse that told me exactly, you know, where to go or what should I say to my husband. But you will find promises and decrees about the power of God's presence, that He's like a shepherd that is leading you like a sheep. You're going to find He leads you to rest because He's your peace. Like, that's His very name, that He's the Good Shepherd and that He's your Prince of Peace. You know, those aren't just words to me, Bob, like God is my shepherd or Prince of Peace. I've created movies of how it feels to be a sheep in a meadow eating grass, and my shepherd is there always protecting me from the wolves, always protecting me from harm. And just feeling what it feels like to see that cool, fresh water ahead of me, that He leads me to life and to water to drink. And you know what I mean? Like, you can feel from my descriptions that this is not me saying words. Behind my words is an entire picture and a feeling to know that I'm with my shepherd. And that I remember that God has not, I'm saying this to you, God has not forgotten you, and you're not alone. And you might not know specifics of where to go, but you can be confident that you are His. So you said your decree. My decree would be, I decree that God leads me on the best pathway for my life.
That's right.
And I'm Audrey, and I always know the next step to take.
That's right.
Hi, I'm Audrey. I'm a daughter of the King, which means God is my dad, and He loves me, and He always answers my prayer for direction and leads me.
Mm-hmm. So as you're approaching this day, I want you to make it positive, you know, present tense.
I am Audrey, and I always know the best first step person to take. Yeah.
See, I want you to put those three things in place. It's first person, positive, present tense. And recognize that you're called this day to impart life.
Yes.
Wherever you go, recognize that in whatever meeting you walk into, in whatever lunch you're having with someone.
Yeah. Conversation with your kids.
As you lay your head to rest, you know, this evening, whatever it might be, you have the potential of infusing life, of interjecting life. So let's give away life to one another.
Yes.
You know, one that creates practical success wherever we go. This isn't just wishful thinking, but rather this is who I am as a daughter or as a son of the Most High. Therefore, where I go, I change or I influence the atmosphere that I step into.
And so far you've been listening to this last half hour of us being in your life, but maybe just repeat after me and just say, I know the best pathway for my life. Mm-hmm. I am not alone. I can feel God's presence as He leads me.
Mm-hmm.
I am confident that I and assured that I can trust God today.
Mm-hmm. It's easy for me to have healthy, life long-term or long-term relationships.
Mm.
You know, I have the unusual ability to proactively and wisely address issues that would be hurtful to my relationships.
Mm.
See, I've got some wisdom here.
Decree. Yeah. I always know God's step, but I always know I'm not alone. Mm-hmm. Every second of this day, I am not alone.
Right. Because I have tremendous favor. People tend to like me and want to build a great relationship with me. How's that?
I like that one. How's this one? I always see the very best in the person I'm with, and I always see them through God's eyes, who loves them and forgives them.
Mm-hmm. Romans 12:18 says this, make the choice, be deliberate, live at peace with all people.
Mm.
You see, you're an agent of his peace. Jesus is our Prince of Peace. And so begin to find creative ways to stay connected with one another.
And you know what? These decrees, those seeds you're planting, they will shift you physically, emotionally, practically. They will shift your work, your finances, your peace, your whole life. If you haven't noticed, Bob and I are pretty passionate about words because we know how much they've changed our life. We know that with each other, we don't wait for the other person to plant good seeds in our life. We just choose to plant good words, sweet words, loving words, thankful words, appreciative words into the other person's life. That is our honor to do that with each other and with our children and with you guys. We are speaking words over you that we see you right now being loved and covered by God, that you have a sound mind, that you are emotionally stable because God is your Prince of Peace.
Good.
Yeah.
All right. It's time to be
done. I can go, Bob, you know, get me on decrees and I'll take you for a few hours. But remember to sign up, you guys, September 26th. It's just an all day in our home together with you guys. Podcast 30 is the promo code.
Okay. And I'm just going to go right back to the beginning.
Okay, good.
And just say with me, I am entering the best season in my life with my relationships.
I am entering the best season of my life in relationships.
With my relationship.
And seasons
with my relationship
changing.
With my wife, with my husband, with my children.
With my children.
You see, with my employees, my employer, whatever it might be. Yeah. I'm entering the best season of my life in all of my relationships because I have favor with all of my relationships.
Awesome. Love it. You guys, this has been so fun. You're the best because we are friends.
My goodness.
Because I'm a really good friend.
Yes, you are. People, have a wonderful week.
Thanks for
taking the time, listening, you know, to this podcast.
Yes.
But my prayer is that you would hear the word of the Lord, you know, for you. But I want you to begin to, again, realize how significant and powerful you are in all of your relationships. You are a life giver.
So take time to share this. You know, I think this has been just a great half hour. You can share this with all your friends. And let's just move forward in the bringing heaven on earth. God's will be done on earth as it is in heaven. God's will be done on earth in you as it is in heaven. Thank you.
Have a great week.
Thank you, and have a good night, I do declare.
Bye-bye.